LSU are the champions of women's college basketball, and what a game. Here's how it sounded on ABC.
Kim Mulkey, in year two, has orchestrated a turnaround for the ages. LSU has captured its very first national championship.
That's the moment when the team led by legendary college basketball coach Kim Mulkey clinched the title with a rousing 102-85 win over the favored Iowa Hawkeyes. Both teams had an incredible run to the final. Iowa spearheaded by the otherworldly Caitlin Clark, who took home the honor of the tournament's best player, as well as breaking numerous records en route to the final. The Athletic's Nicole Auerbach watched all this weekend's action, and she joins me now. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with that final game. Wow. The final score looked like a blowout for LSU. Do you think it was closer than that score let on?
It was at different times. There were certain moments where it was a thrilling game. In the beginning with Caitlin Clark and those deep threes that she loves to take, there was a 15-2 run at one point from Iowa as well. But ultimately late, you know, Iowa's best players fouled out and were in really severe foul trouble starting the fourth quarter. So it felt like it was inevitable at that point. And you did watch LSU do what they needed to do to pull it away. But it was kind of a weird game. And officiating the way it was called, there will be a lot of questions about that aspect of it, which actually does overshadow how well LSU played at times.
Mm. A big talking point coming out of this game was the taunting that went on. LSU player Angel Reese, who won Most Outstanding Player for the final game, caught some flack for a gesture aimed at Iowa's Caitlin Clark. Tell us the story there.
Well, this goes back to the fact that Caitlin Clark has been trash-talking throughout this tournament. These are players that are great women's college basketball players that play with this type of personality, this type of edge. And there was a backlash to Angel Reese doing it at the end of the game, I think because people felt for Caitlin Clark and how much she had shouldered over the course of this run to the national championship game. But I talked to Angel Reese and her teammates afterwards, and they just said Angel is Angel. Like, no one tries to rein her in. This is what makes her great. This is who she is. And you need to let people be unapologetically themselves.
Yeah, and men do it all the time, don't they? I mean,
yes.
Clark stayed pretty mum on the taunting story, but Reese was unapologetic. She addressed it at a press conference after the game. Here she is.
I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you.
Tell us about Reese and this LSU team. They are pretty special.
They were a delight to be around for the course of the Final Four this weekend. Really likable, a lot of different types of personalities. Alexis Morris had this really winding path to get here. She started her career with Kim Mulkey at Baylor, gets dismissed from the team, bounces around a couple other Power Five programs, and comes back and has this moment where she's winning a national championship for the coach that she's known since she was 12. Then you have Flaje Johnson. She is a rapper. Basketball was almost her second career. And then Angel Reese transfers from Maryland and is one of the best players in college basketball.
Well, the women's tournament has broken record after record for viewership this year, and it comes at a time when the media contract for the tournament is up for renewal. How might this tournament change the game?
It felt like we were witnessing a sport take a leap. You could just feel the interest. Like, I was hearing from more people who are just general sports fans. I could see more of my Twitter feed just getting sucked into these games. And it was so accessible. It was easy to find these games. The storylines were easy to follow. Undefeated South Carolina, Caitlin Clark, most exciting player in college basketball. LSU, a team from the transfer portal. And Kim Mulkey, second season. It was visible. So the fact that the national championship game was on ABC for the first time, you're going to just continue to see that growth. And what I think it does is it shows that this property has been undervalued for a long time. It's been packaged with other NCAA championships, and it's time to pull that out and see what a growing sport can be worth.
Well, the men's final is tonight, San Diego State against Connecticut. I'm not sure it can possibly live up to the women's show.
Honestly, it probably won't. I've been in Dallas for the women's Final Four this weekend. I've covered 8 or 9 men's Final Fours before, And I didn't have any FOMO about not being Houston. But I do think on the men's side, it's a full circle moment for a tournament that has had incredible upsets and Cinderellas. And you are having programs that are hitting a lot of milestones and firsts for the first time. And so San Diego State, to have never been in an Elite Eight and now playing for a national title, that's massive. But you're also likely staring down a UConn team here that might have been the best team in the country all year long, which is something we were looking for and weren't sure that there was that dominant team this year. I think the way that they won their semifinal game to get here just reiterates how much of a favorite they are tonight against San Diego State and how it's really UConn's trophy to lose.
That's The Athletic's Nicole Auerbach with all the thrilling moments from the Women's College Basketball Tournament. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.